Sun News Time is now 7:49. Another check of triple team traffic on this kind of rainy Monday morning. And how's the weather affecting the drive, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, as you can expect, what is busy traffic is only made worse by the rain. I-15 backed up Bangor Highway to the south interchange. Your KSL travel time from Point of the Mountain to downtown is already up from 35 to 40 minutes. We've also got backups Bangor Highway through much of West Jordan and Taylorsville. And then the usual slowing near SR-201. Now getting a report of a crash at 35th South and Redwood Road. I believe it's on the southbound side of Redwood, Eric Butler.
In Utah County, looks like mostly dry roads on I-15, maybe a little bit wetter as you get up towards Point of the Mountain, and that's actually where we're seeing a little bit of slowdowns just before that as you go past Lehigh's Main Street. But right now, I'm not going to add too much as far as delays to your normal drive time. It's also a little bit busy on University Parkway southbound as you go from Orem down into Provo as you get closer to BYU. Heather?
Your delays on southbound I-15 start at 200 North and Kaysville and go all the way to the I-215 North Interchange. Now, for those of you who want to switch on to I-215 from there and continue south, you're going to run into brake lights right just after 2200 North all the way down to the I-80 West Interchange where we have a crash off on the right shoulder. But Legacy Parkway starting to fill in as well and seeing a few brake lights in Centerville, Farmington. Take advantage of the biggest sale month ever during the grand opening of the new Riverton Chevrolet. Riverton Chevy drives Utah, west of the freeway in South Jordan or RivertonChevy.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.